Its support is as essential as technology for all businesses. When looking for an IT partner or managed IT provider or outsourced IT support for your small business or accounting or dental or medical firm, here are some of the essential IT services to expect from your provider. What if you have a current managed IT provider businesses that have a current provider and aren't sure if they are ready to make the can? Use this article as a guide for what to expect from outsourced IT services providers in Melbourne. Why do businesses depend on managed IT services when it comes to IT support? Here are some of the tips for business managers aimed at improving the productivity in your business using information technology. What type of IT services does your managed service provider, MSP, offer? Business owners can look at the services they are currently using to meet their IT strategy, including IT services and IT goals. They will require these on a daily basis. The employees will need the most IT support for these IT services. Some of the common IT services in most businesses are cloud computing, Microsoft 365 data backup and data recovery, cybersecurity, website design. If your company is thinking of introducing new IT products, can your current technology provider support your IT systems, or have you outgrown the outsourced IT provider? Can your IT support company also sort out IP telephony, cybersecurity, wireless internet, website, or trending technology like artificial intelligence or new automation technology? A responsible IT support company will try and take over as much workload as possible for your needs. The IT support company support hybrid workforce. The pandemic played important role in the shift towards cloud and work from home technology. This business trend is expected to continue after the pandemic, and office workers are expected to work from mobile and office places. Managed IT providers that focus on remote workplaces have an advantage over traditional IT support providers. How does the managed IT services provider deal with issues and breaches? If your business has a security breach, it could be a phishing email or ransomware attack, invoice fraud, cybersecurity incidents, then how does the outsourced IT company recover things from backups and fixes the issue when it comes to breaches? And does the managed provider, MSP, report that breach to their customers, serious or not? It could be a low IT breach or something serious, then it would have been quite obvious to take action. How mature are they in delivering their IT services when businesses are seeking outsourced IT providers? They should be looking at their managed services pricing. Many managed IT support companies use complicated pricing options that confuse clients. This type of pricing includes different plans and packages and many IT services. There could be IT support packages like gold, silver, bronze, or platinum. When a managed IT provider provides essential and full IT support for their pricing, it works best for firms, rather than charging for different services separately and extra charges. This way the client is happy with the IT service they provide to businesses. Managed IT providers, with a multitude of options for their customers, show they haven't matured to that model, and perhaps are willing to bend a bit to take on clients. IT support packages with one single service and customer paying fixed pricing per month for IT support is the best for business. It doesn't matter how big or small the firms are or how many devices, the cost should be to pay X per device, and you get a complete service. Does IT support a company that has a digital marketing strategy? By IT support company has a marketing strategy. A quick point here is to look at their social media accounts or the company website. Do they share original content using real photos of their staff and customers on other social news feeds, or is it just full of the same old corporate stock photography when it comes to their social media channels? Are they share free articles, media, and content online and YouTube channels, and social media posts? Do they educate their clients about their IT products and services? When you look at IT support marketing, are they genuinely putting out good educational content around how to protect yourself with cybersecurity or outsourced IT services? Are they producing detailed, informative, truly educational content marketing material that is totally free of sales pitches and marketing spills and lead magnets? If all of its support providers' social media presence and marketing is just full of just selling more stuff, then perhaps they care more about digital marketing and new customers, rather than they do actually educating, improving, and providing value to their existing customers.